What to Plant, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I'm sure by now you heard the USDA's prospective plantings report, which has producers saying that they intend to put the 16 million acres they couldn't plant a year ago because of the weather back into production this year.
Most of those acres are going to go to corn and soybeans, not unsurprising.
But what is surprising to some, including USDA chief economist Rob Johansen, who you just heard, is that corn number 97 million acres, about 3 million more than analysts expected. But for this report, you have to remember that farmers were surveyed way back in late February or into March. And, of course, since then,
corn prices have fallen with the impact of COVID-19 on expected commodity demand. At the same time, we know that wheat prices have risen. So it wouldn't be unsurprising to see producers reflecting those kinds of economic influences when they decide on what they actually do plant.
And of course, we all remember last year when the wet weather played havoc with planting, and it's already very wet in many areas this spring. So weather could play a role in this season's planting decisions, but Johansen says he thinks that the key question this time around is going to be what will producers do if they see COVID-19 continuing to impact expected demand for products. I'm David Sparks. This is the Ag Information Network of the West.